You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This interview is brought to you by Old Mutual. WhatsApp hi to Old Mutual on 0860 933 333 to learn more about the two-pot retirement system. With everything happening in the world, it's often very stressful and anxious situation when you think about how you're best prepared for all of these world events and what impact they might have on your finances and on your decision making. Thankfully, there's an organization that has almost 180 years of experience in dealing with these sorts of problems, and they have a couple of solutions, a couple of tricks, a couple of good pointers to help you navigate all of the stress and anxiety. I'm joined on the line by advice manager at Old Mutual Personal Finance, Keith Peter, to take a look at how to navigate through financial anxiety and stress. Good evening, Keith. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start by understanding the factors that contribute towards the financial anxiety and the stress. Obviously, some of those factors are external to you and I as investors, as decision makers. They exist within the world that we live in. But let's go through some of those factors.
Good evening, Jimmy, and thank you so much for the invitation. So, Jimmy, to start off with, I think there are a few things that does cause financial stress. The most important one is the loss of a job or retrenchment, becoming unemployed. Then you have things like your inability to meet your monthly payments, to service, you know, your debt, falling behind with monthly payments. And the rising cost of goods and services linked together with the low increases in your wages and salaries actually also result in people not being able to afford these goods and services. And then finally, we also have unforeseen expenses that might crop up. These all do lead to financial stress, and that can actually affect both your mental and physical health. You know, mental health is very topical, and that can lead to depression, anxiety, even suicidal thoughts. And your physical financial stress can result in eating disorders, tiredness, aches, inability to sleep, etc. And if we look at the world that we're currently living in, you know, like you said, there are things that we have or cannot control. Looking at the war in Ukraine, looking at the Middle East conflict, looking at the elections that have been happening around the world, all of those do impact on us either positively or negatively. And in recent times, looking at the wars, we can see how that impacts on us negatively, with Ukraine and Russia being, you know, major producers in terms of wheat and sunflower oil. We also see Russia being a big producer of oil. That actually pushes up the cost of living in terms of oil prices, fuel prices, cost of goods and services, which actually impacts on individuals locally in terms of how will they actually manage their finances, how will they actually live day to day. And in addition to that, if we are considering all of those factors, we need to make sure that we are actually financially prepared to weather any of those financial storms that might result from those worldwide events.
Keith, when we look at these worldwide events and we look at some of the decisions that we make as individuals, a lot of these things sort of overlap or come together with the help of a financial advisor. I want to look at the importance of getting a financial advisor or getting the right financial advisor in place, because more often than not, we sit and think, I can do this or I can handle this by myself. And sometimes it becomes a little overwhelming and becomes a little difficult, and we don't really know how to seek help, but that's the whole point of a financial advisor.
Jimmy, 100% correct. You know, when you said seek help, it's all about seeking the correct professional advice. But before we even go there, it's so important that we as individuals understand our relationship with money. We must actually ensure that money doesn't control us. We need to take control of our finances and our expenses. And I think the good starting point there is actually making a budget in order to understand and appreciate your income and expenses. Having this budget is actually going to allow you to track and control the finances and expenses. Now, seeking that professional advice, using the services of a financial advisor, is so important. You need to use people who have the expertise and experience in order to guide you to navigate these financial stresses or anxieties that come about through these world events. What a financial advisor would do is actually provide you with the correct advice. that's going to negate the impact of world events, which hopefully will then reduce the financial stress that individuals might experience. So essentially what they would do is assist you in compiling a complete financial plan, which will take into account your financial goals. And those goals would be short, medium, and long term. It's so important, if I can digress here, that we actually set those financial goals with the help of a financial planner, because it allows us to prioritize what is important in the short, medium, and long term, and also makes it very much more achievable and relevant. Equally important in respect of these plans is knowing how to put in place buffers should something like a world event occur, so that your plan or your goal is not unnecessarily thwarted. Rather, you can still manage to achieve them, provided that you have the correct guidance and help from a financial advisor. So having the assistance of a financial advisor is going to ensure that we are able to weather the financial storm and reduce or prevent this financial stress. Having this financial partner and a financial plan allows one to be prepared to take advantage of positive movements in the economy, or better still, shield you from negative movements in the economy due to these world events. A financial plan put together with a financial advisor will allow you to deal with unforeseen circumstances. And your plan ideally will include what I spoke about earlier, the budgeting, how to allocate money based on your goals. And very important here is the establishment of an emergency fund for those unexpected expenses that could occur due to a world event.
Keith, as we wrap up the conversation, I want to look at some more practical steps. You touched on a budget, you touched on a financial plan. There's a couple of things that you can sort of put in place as an individual to get through the practicalities around being better prepared. If you would sum up and just add maybe two or three more points there, what would you say individuals need to be considering practically that's just easy, low-hanging fruit to better prepare?
So the one thing for me is look at your debt, prioritize your debt. And I would say that if you find yourself in financial difficulty, the first thing you have to do is to look at that debt, see which debt have the highest interest payments, or rather the highest interest rates. Prioritize those and see if you can allocate more to that to settle that as quick as possible. Once that has been taken care of, you can now allocate the savings that you're making to your other debt. So eventually you'll get to a stage where you should be debt-free. So that's very important, is to understand your debt, prioritize what needs to be paid and how you're going to be paying that. In certain instances, individuals could even consider debt consolidation. You know, approach your financial institution and see if they can assist you with debt consolidation. Or equally important, look at debt repayment options. Those are practical steps that you can actually take in order to ensure that you can assist yourself financially to make sure that you're not going to be in that same position going forward, or you can arrest the negative impact of your debt. Like I also said, the budgeting is important, but it's also equally important to revisit your financial health on a regular basis. And for me, I always say that people need to include their spouses and their partners in these discussions, especially if you are running a joint household. Remember, if you are running a joint household, you need to be open and honest with your partner, your spouse, as to how to allocate monies in terms of spending, as to how to ensure that you're going to reduce your debt. Also important as to how you're going to allocate monies to an emergency fund that can then be used in times of financial distress. Now, with the two-pot system coming up on the 1st of September, you're going to find quite a number of individuals tapping into their savings pot. With the guidance of a financial advisor, they can guide you as to whether it's going to be in your best interest from a tax perspective to touch that savings pot, or better still, when you should be touching that savings pot. Remember, your savings pot should only be touched in emergencies and not annually, because it's going to impact on your overall retirement planning.
Well, there you have it, folks. Tips and tricks to better prepare yourself to deal with all of the stress and anxiety that is out there that could cause or affect your decision making. Thanks so much, Keith, for those insights. That's Keith Peter, Advice Manager at Old Mutual Personal Finance, joining me to reflect on how to navigate life's financial anxiety and stresses. This interview was brought to you by Old Mutual. WhatsApp hi to Old Mutual on 0860 933 333. To learn more about the two-pot retirement system.
The new two-pot retirement system is coming. It will give you access to some of your retirement savings in an emergency before you retire, while setting aside the rest for a comfortable retirement in the future. Let Old Mutual help you understand this new system. WhatsApp hi to Old Mutual on 0860 933 333 and select two-pot, or speak to your financial advisor. Old Mutual Life Assurance Company SA Limited is a licensed FSP and life insurer. T's and C's apply.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.